The test begins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With the stroke of the president's pen, the stimulus is underway, and the Democrats own it. If it succeeds, they win. If it fails, they lose. So we're about to see who's right, right? Right, once we debate the definition of success. The president plans to measure success by the number of jobs created, although advisor David Axelrod says you don't want to measure too soon.
It's not going to be an overnight turnaround. The president's been clear. It took a long time for us to get in this mess. It's going to take a while for us to get out of it.
As for the regular people, they won't be watching Labor Department job statistics. They'll be watching the balance in their checkbooks. This woman in New York.
I'm one of those hanging on to the middle class by my fingernails people. And all these people getting deals and stuff, it's not helping me. It's not trickling down to me.
And this woman in Seattle.
This stimulus bill, as far as I'm concerned, is not taking care of the average or even the below average citizen. It's just payoffs to special interests.
She's one of the skeptics who feel that the government simply cannot stimulate an economy because governments don't create wealth, they confiscate it. But that we can test. Because California, whose economy is about the size of Spain, is about to undertake a huge economic experiment. In California, the legislature could not agree on a tax increase to balance the budget, and so 20,000 layoff notices are going out to state employees, and state construction projects are winding down. If the anti-stimulus argument is correct, the California economy should be the first to come roaring back. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web anytime at daveross.com.